Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for another 5-Minute Friday. Happy Friday. I want to talk about a fun new trend. I know you guys have heard about the word colostrum, and it's been circulating on social media. I thought this was so curious to me. It's gained popularity in the beauty and wellness industry, and it's dubbed as the new collagen because of all the skin and health benefits. So looking up the word colostrum on TikTok or Google yields so much information. How much of it is real? What's the truth about colostrum? There were 19,000 posts in the last week about colostrum. So you know, that means I need to do a deep dive for you guys. So people have been using bovine or cow-derived colostrum in the pursuit of brighter skin, lustrous hair, less bloating. That leads us to wonder, what is the science behind colostrum and is it really the new collagen? So remember, cows make colostrum, even humans make colostrum. This is the initial milk produced by the mammary glands or the breasts of mammals when they give birth. And this components of colostrum are so critical to the newborn. They have very important immune benefits to newborn growth and well-being. It's rich in nutrients, antibodies, antioxidants. It helps to nourish the baby and build the baby's immune system. It contains very high levels of immunoglobulins. And colostrum has antimicrobial peptides and growth factors. So literally, it's super high-density, immune-boosting, antimicrobial protection for newborns. The colostrum powders that you've been seeing in the supplement aisles of your favorite stores are bovine colostrum. And they are also filled with some of the vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes and antibodies, growth factors, carbs, fats. When you ingest these nutrients, theoretically, they might help support the immune system and the gut health. Now, can you use collagen and colostrum at the same time? If you're already taking collagen peptides, you know I have an amazing brand and I truly believe in the importance of collagen peptides. I use my Internal Radiance collagen peptides every single day in my coffee, and actually I do an extra scoop because of extra protein benefits as well. But remember, your collagen products can work synergistically with colostrum. You need to take collagen peptides that have a high concentration of peptides. More than 12.5 grams of collagen peptides per serving can cross the intestinal barrier and end up promoting collagenization in the bloodstream. These collagen peptide fragments, they are triggers to tell your body that there's perhaps a breakdown going around somewhere and perhaps a need for new collagen production. And then these peptides, in addition to triggering that feedback cycle, are then used as the building blocks to help grow the collagen. Both collagen and colostrum have similar benefits in terms of skincare and gut health, and they improve skin elasticity. Collagen supplements in particular have been shown to improve skin hydration and elasticity. Colostrum itself can also help stimulate collagen production in your body. Researchers have shown anti-aging properties from using colostrum. Colostrum has some particular growth factors like epidermal growth factor that can stimulate cell growth and repair. And it can improve elasticity. That has presence of insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1, which can produce collagen and elastin, promote the production of collagen and elastin, thus giving your skin more elasticity and less wrinkling. Now take all of this with a grain of salt, because if you're a baby cow or a cow, bovine colostrum, bovine IGF-1 growth factor, and bovine epidermal growth factor will trigger all of your DNA, mRNA, and peptide formation and amino acid formation to grow and start and spurt up. But if you're a human, is bovine colostrum going to do the same thing for you? Now it might. I don't think we have studies yet that show the sensitivity and specificity of human receptors for animal analog products. And this is a question when I think about exosomes and the products that are derived from non-humans, like plant exosomes, plant growth factors, It really makes you wonder, like, can there be cross-species stimulation from plants to humans? Not really. But how about within mammalian subgroups? Maybe there's enough evolutionary similarity to some of these growth factor receptors in humans and cows that there may be some crossover. So the jury's still out on that. It's not harmful. After all, these products are broken down into amino acids and peptides, and it may have some benefit. So remember, the jury's still out on this. But some studies have shown hair growth. Colostrum can provide a rich supply of vitamins and minerals to nourish hair follicles, promote transforming growth factor beta, which plays a critical role in regulating hair growth cycle. That can often help shift hair follicles from telogen resting phase to the anagen growth phase, supporting continuous hair growth. There was a study in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology that found that TGF-beta, transforming growth factor beta, and IGF-1 are key regulators of this hair growth cycle. And thus, the transition between resting and growth phase of the hair follicles can be influenced. And colostrum is very rich in these growth factors, so theoretically, it could support hair cycle regulation and growth. Again, human colostrum might be better, but very difficult to source unless you're friends with the currently, you know, actively and newly breastfeeding mom, because colostrum doesn't happen throughout nursing. It happens primarily in the first week of nursing. So very difficult to get, but I'm sure there are people with resources. Until then, we'll be using bovine colostrum. The immune system support with rich antibodies of colostrum, that is very critical for the newborn, and it may help also for the adult. Colostrum is loaded with immunoglobulin IgG, IgA, IgM, and these protect against infection and disease and improve gut health. It has antimicrobial peptides like lactoferrin and lactoperoxidase. These can help fight bacteria, fungus, and virus. It helps with probiotic support that maintains healthy gut microbiome. So important for your wellness and health, and even neurologic state now is so connected to GI health. Colostrum is extremely beneficial for individuals with leaky gut syndrome or irritative bowel syndrome or Crohn's disease. There was a study published in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology that found that colostrum supplementation improved gut barrier function in patients with inflammatory bowel disease by enhancing the integrity of the intestinal mucosa and reducing permeability. And that is using bovine colostrum. So that is fascinating and studied. With leaky gut syndrome, colostrum promotes regeneration of that layer of epithelial cells and mucosal cells that are a protective barrier that help the gut with absorption, secretion, sensation, transportation. So imagine you have an irritative leaky bowel, that's going to help repair defects in the bowel lining. And the growth factors, the EGF, the TGF, transforming growth factor, the IGF, insulin growth factor, these stimulate growth and differentiation of the epithelial cells in the gut lining. So damaged cells and integrity of the gut can have repair. Fascinating, right? So far, hair, skin, immune system, gut health, now muscle recovery. The growth factors in colostrum can help in muscle repair and growth, making it so popular among athletes for recovery. It's a good source of protein, so that in itself is a plus. Remember, all of us are taking not enough protein in our diets. I am on a protein binge. This summer, I'm eating so much protein, I'm eating my body weight in protein. You should eat a gram per kilogram of body weight of protein. Those were the old guidelines. Now we think that that's slightly less normal than what we should have. We think now it's up to 1.6 grams per kilogram of your body weight. So you're a 120-pound woman, divide by 2.5, roughly 60-kilogram woman needs about 60 grams of protein a day on the old standards, maybe closer to 75 or 80 on the new standards. And then when I really think about it, I'm just going to go for a gram per pound. I'm just going to go for like close to 120 grams of protein per day, because we don't make enough protein. We don't eat enough protein. We need more protein as we age. Our guts are less efficient in absorbing what we eat. And if we are vegan, we really, really need to be getting some sources of amino acids that cover the entire spectrum. There are a couple amino acids you just can't get unless you eat animal proteins. So if you're a vegan, talk to your doctor about this. And remember that colostrum is rich in proteins that aid muscle building and repair. There was a study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine that found that athletes who supplement with colostrum experience improved muscle recovery and reduced soreness. It's also been shown to enhance exercise performance and help with increasing lean body mass in athletes. And then lastly, wound healing and repair. And this kind of correlates with aging, because aging is basically like a wound when everything's falling apart, deteriorating and degenerating. The growth factors in colostrum can promote faster wound healing by stimulating tissue repair and regeneration. It can help with formation of new blood vessels through insulin-like growth factors and improving blood supply to the wound area, delivering more nutrients and more oxygen. Cytokines, lactoferrin that can modulate the inflammatory response. You want less inflammation to improve healing. And immunoglobulins, of course, like we talked about, the passive immunity that protects the wound from infection. It neutralizes pathogens, prevents bacterial colonization of wounds. So many benefits of colostrum. So I just want to put this out there. I'm not giving up my collagen. I'm definitely eating tons of protein. I think I might try colostrum. Why not? I am always open to experimentation, and this is safe. It's been studied. I do feel that human colostrum would be better than bovine, but we're going to go with bovine for now. And if you are a mom or pregnant or about to give birth, remember the importance of colostrum for your newborn. All of these reasons are why we should breastfeed our babies, and why colostrum, the very first breast milk that comes, is so important for our baby's survival. Think about colostrum for yourself. It could really enhance your beauty routine, either to just, you know, give your muscles recovery, to improve your hair, to improve joint bones and wounds and immune system, all of these unique things. This is the power of using our body's bioregenerative therapies. So we're going to talk more on the podcast about these kind of things, because this is my passion, to learn about the things we can do to turn on the body's ability to repair itself. Bioregenerative therapies, all the things we can do to stay our best selves for the longest times possible. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our internal radiance, the most amazing collagen peptides ever. Love, love, love it, as well as our beauty greens with inulin, which is so great for the gut. Keeps you with that flat tummy, gets rid of those 10 pounds of poop you're carrying around. I love my beauty greens. These routines are so easy for you to follow. And don't forget to check out our skincare as well. You can find me here every Tuesday doing a longer deep dive podcast into the secrets of beauty, plastic surgery, aesthetics, longevity, and biohacking, the things you need to know to be your best self, and every Friday for a 5-Minute Friday. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.